Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Thursday, June the 13th, 2024. It is also still waxing crescent moon phase, meaning that we are 7 days old and 42% illuminated to the sun. The scripture I want to read to you is coming from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verse 35. The next morning, Jesus woke up very early. He left the house while it was still dark and went to a place where he could be alone and pray. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. I just want to leave a topic with you to get down into your inner spirit, to reach down into your soul, entitled, He Got Up. See, Jesus goes to other towns. And before he does that, it says in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, verse 35, in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away in a secluded place and was praying there. This verse itself is an example of Jesus' early morning routine. Jesus is preparing to move to a new area to serve others in ministry by spending time first alone in prayer and recharging with God the Father. Every day, as we look at our life, we must have prayer and recharge with God the Father. This verse means a solitary, lonely, or uninhabited place, which could be a desert or wilderness. So I ask you today, what is your routine? I heard someone say recently that the antagonist wants to rob us all of our encouragement. The antagonist wants to rob us of our confidence. Don't let people or gatherings that you have to go to stop you. There's always going to be a brilliant diamond among the rocks that you will encounter. So go on to the gatherings where you have to go with all those fake people. A diamond may just be there. Your promotion may be there. Don't let fake people and fake things build anxiety in you. Walk with all strength and all confidence. Jesus took on the sins of the world so we can sit in situations such as this. We must discipline ourselves in order to prepare daily for the work God has given us. This is our spiritual transformation paradigm, to help keep us in His perfect peace. The world is so wrapped up in drenches of anxiety that paralyzes our total being. If we're habitually drenched in stress without covering of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are consenting ourselves to the stress that we receive, which can cause an inability to walk in rare cases. Did you know that the body itself can freeze up when it goes through a surmountable amount of stress and trauma? Uncovered, your body can respond with a freeze-type response, which can feel like a paralysis. This can make it feel like someone can't move their arm or their legs or they can't walk. This can happen after a stressful event, like a disaster, major life changes, or some type of trauma, but it can also happen without a clear cause. You don't know where it came from. Physical paralysis is an anxiety symptom. With a freeze response on you, you may not be paralyzed from a medical standpoint, but it's definitely a spiritual standpoint, but it can sure feel like it in rare cases. That is a medical point. The body may experience a temporary form of paralysis in the face, the arms, the legs. Some individuals are more susceptible to periods of temporary paralysis after exposure to certain types of triggers, certain types of stress and traumas and anxiety. In scripture, Jesus went to a desolate place just to pray, to get away from folks. He needed to clear his mind, his body, and his spirit. The obvious picture is the great value of having time alone with God in prayer, away from the distractions of life. Sometimes you just have to get in your car and have time to talk with the Lord in your mind and in your spirit. Like Jesus, he prayed. He prayed alone. He prayed in public. He prayed before meals and before important decisions, like choosing the 12 disciples. He prayed before healing. He prayed after healing, before exorcisms, and after exorcisms. He prayed early in the morning and at night, throughout the night. He prayed constantly for the Father's will to be done. And so should we. Every day, my beloved, take up your cross and follow Jesus. Lay your ego strength to the side. Pick up all of those weaknesses that you carry around with you in life. Take up your places where you are vulnerable, places where you may be even exposed to embarrassment and shame. Like Jesus, hunger for communion between yourself and the Father. Take that stuff to Jesus. Communion is not just on the first Sunday in most religions of the month. Communion is every day and reminds us of Jesus' sacrifice. You must do this daily. You must, like Jesus, be prayed. Praying to the Father in secret. So rise today. Let's order our steps. Because life can be exhausting. I know for me, being an African-American clergy, it can be exhausting. What, being a mother, a wife, is exhausting. We must not create, we were not created to do all things. We also weren't created to be all things. People abuse the church being lazy because they don't want to take it to the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9 says, "But the Lord said, my grace is all for you. Only when you are weak can everything be done completely by my power. So I will gladly boast about my weaknesses. Then Christ's power can stay with me." There's grace in humility. There's freedom in humility. There is peace in humility. So to those of us wearing all kinds of hats today, the ones freeing, we can know that we can embrace God's truth. We were never meant to carry so much on our backs. And just remember, He got up. He got up. He got up. To God be the glory. Ogunafa Oluwa. Selah. Until next time.